Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Wednesday, September 3rd. I was in the grocery store last night, and I was staring at two cartons of strawberries. The first one was $4, and the second one was $7. Wanna know what the difference was? The $7 one had a green USDA organic label on it. It was the same size, same fruit, but 60% more. I've always been a price-conscious shopper, so I never bought the organic versions, but I really wanted to understand what organic actually meant, so I dug into it. To be honest, I did think I knew. I thought it meant no pesticides, so it's better for you and better for the planet, because that's what the label implies, right? I mean, that's what the marketing says. But the actual definition of organic, the legal one enforced by the USDA, is something a lot more narrow and much stranger than most people assume. Organic farms use pesticides. Organic food is not more nutritious. And on several environmental measures, organic farming is actually worse than conventional farming. None of that means that you should stop buying organic, but what it does mean is that the story that we've been told about organic and why it matters is actually mostly wrong. Okay, let's get into it. The USDA organic standard prohibits most synthetic pesticides, synthetic fertilizers, and genetically modified organisms. That sounds like no chemicals, but the problem is that the word synthetic is doing a lot of work in that sentence. Organic farms absolutely use pesticides. They just use ones that occur in nature rather than ones that are made in a lab. The USDA maintains something called the National List of Allowed and Prohibited Substances, and it runs about 900 entries long. Organic farmers can spray copper sulfate as a fungicide. They can also spray pyrethrins derived from chrysanthemum flowers. There are even a small number of synthetic substances on the approved list. The difference between a synthetic pesticide and a natural pesticide is not a difference between poison and not poison. Rotenon, which is a natural insecticide derived from plant roots, is so toxic that it was banned from organic farming in 2019, despite being natural. Copper sulfate, still widely used in organic farming, is actually more toxic to aquatic life than many of the synthetic alternatives that it replaces. Natural does not mean safe, and synthetic does not mean dangerous. Toxicity is just a function of dose and chemistry, not an origin story. The Stanford University School of Medicine published the most comprehensive meta-analysis of organic versus conventional food ever conducted. They looked at 237 studies and found no consistent evidence that organic foods are more nutritious. Vitamin content, protein levels, mineral concentrations, they were all effectively the same. There was one statistically significant difference. Organic produce had about 30% lower pesticide residue levels, and organic poultry had less antibiotic-resistant bacteria. But again, let me ask you as the consumer, is that really what you thought you were paying for? And even on the pesticide residues, the numbers are smaller than you might expect. A U.S. study published in the Journal of Toxicology examined the 10 most commonly detected pesticide residues across 12 food categories. Every single one was below the safety threshold, and not slightly below. Most were 1 million times lower than the level at which any health effect has ever been observed. The safety standards enforced by the EPA are not marginal. They're built with enormous cushions. Now let's get into the cost. Organic fruits and vegetables cost about 53% more than conventional, according to a 2025 analysis of USDA retail pricing. Eggs are 82% more, and dairy can be more than double. Part of that is the real cost, because organic farms yield 19 to 25% less per acre, and that's mostly because they can't use synthetic fertilizers and face more pest pressure. They need more land to produce the same amount of food. Manual weeding is also expensive. The non-organic farmers can just spray glyphosate, which is cheap. Certification also costs a lot of money for these organic farmers. They have to pay annual inspections, they have to show documentation, and there's a 3-year transition period where farmers must follow organic rules but cannot yet charge organic prices. Part of the premium is not cost at all. It's what the customer is actually just willing to pay. Organic consumers are a self-selected group with higher price tolerances, and grocery stores know that. The spread between what farmers receive and what shoppers pay is much wider for organic products than conventional ones. Some of what you pay is genuinely higher production cost, but some of it is actually just a marketing premium charged because it can be. Government subsidies widen the gap even further. Between 1995 and 2010, more than $260 billion in U.S. agriculture subsidies went primarily to large conventional commodity operations. Organic farming received about 2% of federal agriculture research funding since 2018. Conventional food is artificially cheap because the government pays part of your bill. Organic food looks much more expensive in part because it doesn't get the same help. Now, if the government should be covering the difference for organic foods, that's a totally different debate that I'm not going to get into. Because what I want to talk about now is if organic is actually better for the planet. And this is where the story gets uncomfortable because the environmental case for organic farming is much weaker than people assume. Hannah Ritchie, a researcher at Our World in Data, analyzed a meta-study covering 742 agricultural systems across 90 different foods. The results depend on which environmental measure you prioritize. Organic farming wins on energy use because manufacturing synthetic fertilizers is energy intensive, and organic farms skip that step. Organic farming also tends to support more biodiversity per acre since you're not nuking insects and plants with broad spectrum chemicals. But organic farming loses on land use, and by a ton. Because yields are lower, organic farms need substantially more land to produce the same amount of food, as I already mentioned. If you converted all of global agriculture to organic tomorrow, you need to clear forests and grasslands on a massive scale to make up the yield gap. That land use cost has a carbon footprint. It has a biodiversity cost. Those forests that you're cutting down to grow organic lentils are not uninhabited. They're ecosystems. Organic farming also does worse on water pollution in many cases. The reason is counterintuitive, actually. Conventional farms apply synthetic nitrogen fertilizer in precise amounts timed to crop demand. Organic farms use manure. Manure releases nitrogen based on weather and soil temperature, not crop needs, and the excess runs off into rivers and lakes. That nutrient runoff causes algae blooms and dead zones. On greenhouse gases, the two systems roughly cancel out. Synthetic fertilizer production emits carbon dioxide, but manure emits nitrous oxide, a greenhouse gas about 265 times more potent than CO2. Look, the conclusion from the data is not that organic farming is bad. It's that there's no single farming system that wins on every environmental metric. You just have to pick your trade-off. Lower pesticide exposure and more biodiversity per acre, or less land use and lower water pollution. The label doesn't tell you which trade-off you're making, though, and I think that's the issue. If organic is clearly not healthier, not clearly better for the planet, and costs 50% more, what should you actually care about when you shop? The single biggest thing, by an enormous margin, is what you eat rather than how it was grown. The difference in land use and greenhouse gas emissions between beef and lentils is about 100 times larger than the difference between organic and conventional versions of the same food. A conventionally grown potato has a fraction of the environmental impact of an organic steak. I don't care how organic the steak was, it's going to be worse for the planet. On pesticide concerns specifically, wash your produce. That removes most surface residues regardless of whether it's organic or conventional. If you want to go further, peeling actually removes nearly all remaining residues. The Environmental Working Group publishes an annual Dirty Dozen list of fruits and vegetables with the highest pesticide residues. But even those residues are typically within regulatory safety limits. If avoiding pesticides is your priority and you can afford it, then sure, buy organic for the items on that list and conventional for everything else. But if you're like me and you want to save some money, just buy the regular ones and peel it off. It's totally fine. Or don't peel it off and you're still going to be okay, as I mentioned. On animal welfare, organic standards do mean something real. Organic livestock must have access to the outdoors. Antibiotics are prohibited, except in actual emergencies. Growth hormones are not allowed at all. If animal treatment matters to you, the organic label on your meat, dairy, and eggs reflect practices that are genuinely different from standard industrial production. And I will say that I am proud to support the cageless free eggs and the free range eggs. Totally on board with that. But let's close this one out. So just to remind everyone, organic really just means that the farmer is using organic pesticides or natural pesticides versus synthetic ones. And a natural pesticide just means that it's a pesticide made from something found in nature, like a chrysanthemum flower, for example. And also just know that while the price difference is enormous between the two, the nutritional difference between the same fruit, like an organic apple and a regular conventional apple, is actually close to zero. The thing you might be avoiding are a few of the pesticide residues, but even that can be removed by rinsing thoroughly and potentially just peeling off the outside skin. But look, if you want to spend 50% plus premiums on organic foods, I'm not going to stop you. There's definitely some value to it. I'm not going to argue that. And people like to do it. They like to proudly say that they shop organic. But if they say they're doing it to help the planet or eat less pesticides, that part might not be true. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.